Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I have a message that the Lord gave me while praying on the 3rd of April, 2023. And while I was preparing for this video, the Lord started speaking to me and showing me things that I also needed to share with you. So if you can hang in there to the end of the video when I share the message, I also want to share a couple things that the Lord has shown me. You know, the Lord has called me to not only warn the bride of Christ, but to help her prepare for His coming. And this means to encourage and exhort the body to study the Word and to seek out the mysteries of prophecy, especially as we are in that season of time now. There are a lot of false prophecies and false teachings that have invaded the church for a long period of time. It's been happening for a really long time, and it has lulled the church to sleep, and she is not ready for His coming. They are not prepared, nor do they have the oil in their lamps. And we need that oil in our lamps so we can see during the times of darkness that is now already upon us. We also need to put on that full armor of God. We need to become the warriors of God in order to fight the wicked principalities that are trying to take over the world. And this could only be done in the spirit, brothers and sisters, and not in the flesh. Now, during this time, we are going to be seeing many trials and tribulations and suffering. This is while we're waiting for the Lord to come. And this is what the Lord addresses in the message. He corrects those who say we are not going to go through hard times. This is a lie from the enemy that will destroy the faith of many people. For once they see the persecutions come or the tribulations come, they will abandon Jesus because it did not fit in with their false teaching and deceptions that they were taught. Now, people have asked me if I am pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. And I have not addressed this. And I'll tell you why, because I do not believe in those doctrines, because I believe they are man-made teachings that have come to bring division and disunity among the body of Christ. I believe that what the rapture and what the tribulation, when it happens, it's not going to be, brothers and sisters, as we've been taught. We will be surprised when it all plays out. Very much like what happened with the first coming of Jesus. You know, the Jewish people that back then, they completely missed the mark at their interpretation of the coming of their Messiah. They thought that when the Messiah came, He would come and set them free from the Romans and declare Himself king. But instead, Jesus came as a lamb going to the slaughter as an atonement for our sins. His second coming now will be with the authority and righteousness of a king and a warrior. So even though many people say they have figured it all out and they know exactly about the tribulation and the rapture and all things, I say that they will not completely know until it is fulfilled. We must remember that we see through a mirror dimly, meaning that prophecy isn't always completely understood until its entire fulfillment has taken place. I believe that the Lord has laid out the general basics, but the full understanding will come at its fulfillment. Now, I want to address a couple things. I felt that this was the time the Lord wanted me to address this. For a while, He has been showing me things about the tribulation and about the rapture. I'm just going to share like three things very quickly. There are two kinds of wraths that are coming. I'm going to spell it for you. W-R-A-T-H, wrath. Two different kind of wraths. There is Satan's wrath. During the last 3.5 years, Satan will use the Antichrist to bring his wrath upon the world. This will bring, this is the Great Tribulation, which is talked about in Matthew 24. It talks about the Great Tribulation. And we can also see this in the first 5 seals of Revelation 6. Jesus is the one that opens these seals that allows the destruction to come. We also can see this in Matthew 24, 4 through 28, also speaks about this time period, along with Luke 2, verses 10 through 28, and Mark 13, and I believe it's 5 through 23. Now, I will have a transcript of this blog, of this video in my blog, and it will have all this, the corresponding scriptures, so go check those out in case you've missed what I'm saying. All right, so we have two wraths, the wrath of Satan during the tribulation, and then we have God's wrath. We must remember that God's people are not appointed to God's wrath. We will see Satan's wrath. We will not see God's wrath come upon us, the believers. He will take us out before his wrath is poured out upon the earth. Okay, so after the Great Tribulation is when God's wrath is poured out on the earth. And so that is just a very simplistic way of looking at these two wraths instead of these pre-tribs and post-trib and mid-trib situation. All right, now the rapture. There's a lot of confusion in the body about the timing of the rapture and the second coming of Jesus. There are many scriptures that support the different time frames. However, Matthew 24 does tell when he will come again to rule, which is after the tribulation. And you can read that in Matthew 24, 29 through 31. It says, immediately after the tribulation, I'm just quoting scripture, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, the powers of heavens will be shaken, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24, 29 through 31. So we see there that this is a time that Jesus is coming back, and I believe this is the time he comes back to reign. Now, we are told to watch for his coming. No matter what time period we believe, we are still to be watching. It says in Mark 13, 35 through 37, watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, an evening, at midnight, or the crowing of the rooster in the morning, lest coming suddenly he will find you sleeping. And what I say to you all, I say, watch. We are to watch for his coming. We don't know the date, time, or hour of his arrival. However, we do know the season. And how do we know the season? Well, it talks about that in the parable of the fig tree that Jesus taught in Matthew 24. It says, now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that the summer is near. So you also, when you see these all things, let me say it again, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. So how do we know the season? We know the season when there is a convergence of all the things that Jesus is talking about in the previous verses in Matthew 24. When we see all these happening, we know that we are in the season. Now, what are the things that happened in Matthew 24? There is the beginning of sorrows. Again, I have the scriptures, all these scriptures in my blog, so you can check them out. There's the beginning of sorrows. Two, there's the persecutions. Three, there's the false prophets. Four, there's lawlessness. Five, there's an abomination of desolation. And six, there is a great tribulation that comes. So, brothers and sisters, we must continue to be watching. We must continue to understand what Scripture says and ask for the Lord to unravel for us through the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to understand the Scriptures better. Okay, now in the message below, like I said, the Lord speaks to the suffering that is coming to Christianity and to Christians. Many think that the Christian life is just a walk in the park. However, it is much more than that. The Lord does bring abundance to his people, but he also brings times of suffering. And this is a time that the Lord uses to refine us through the fires of testing and tribulation. Just as he was tested, so shall his followers be. He allows us to go through the wilderness. He allows us to go through the tough times. So we will remain faithful and true to him, and that we won't walk away when the tough times come. It says in John 15:20, remember the word I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. So I believe that his bride is now getting ready for his coming. And he's allowing these hard times to come so the dross will be removed, just like the dross is removed from gold to make it more pure gold. The Lord is refining us so we will be like pure gold. And this is done through the fires of affliction. And what is he doing? He is preparing us, brothers and sisters, for the wedding supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19:7-9 says this, let us be glad and rejoice and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. Hallelujah. This is what's going to be happening, brothers and sisters. This is what we're going through now. All right, now let me go ahead and read the message that I received. Like I said, I got this on the 3rd of April while praying. Here's the message. This is the time for the beast to arise. There is no turning back. Prophecy now unfolds. The delays are no more. The delays are no more. The escalations continue. The seals open. The persecution comes, followed by my coming. Many think they have it all figured out, but it is not as you think. Your man-made doctrine will not hold water. They are leaking with falsehoods. Do you think you will escape all hardships and disasters? For my people will suffer as I have suffered. They are to share in the fellowship of my sufferings, for this will be their badge of honor. My people have already gone through a major birth pang with the last plague that came. That was only the beginning of what Satan has in store for the world. More is coming. Those who think they will escape the hard times will lose their faith because they believed a lie and didn't seek me through the studying of my word. It is a lie and deception that many believe that they will be rescued from any tribulations that are coming. If that were true, then why did I warn my disciples of what was coming? It was to warn and prepare them and you. I warn my people ahead of time so that they will be aware of what comes and not be in the dark. However, my people will not suffer the consequences of the wrath of the Father. When that comes, they will be protected and with me. Just like in the days of wrath during the times of Noah and the times of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be again. My people will go through many tribulations, but I will be with them to the end. The testings of their faith will strengthen their walk with me, and they will be like the five virgins that have oil in their lamps. Things are not as they seem, both physically and spiritually. Only those who seek the truth will find it. All else is a deception that surrounds the land like a dark cloud. Wake up, O warriors of the light. Come out of your stupor and be filled with the Holy Ghost. It is only then that you will see clearly. And then it was signed, the commander and chief of the heavenly host, Jesus Christ. And then I want to end with one of these verses. I'm looking which one. Hold on, brothers and sisters. Okay, this is it. 1 Peter 5:10. I have quite a few verses that I will be posting at the end of this message, but I'm going to just read for you 1 Peter 5:10. May the God of all grace, who calls us to his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after you have suffered a while, perfect and establish, strengthen, and settle you. In Jesus' name, amen.